When the poem arrives. When the poem arrives, the one I want to write you just turns up, vibrant and young, first to the eyes and then after to the hands, just like that, claiming there was nothing easier than to wait for it, in spite of having done so in a windowless room over many years, in fact, forever. When it arrives and I read you that poem, and the poem grows old and dies alone like an incorruptible saint, and we don't know where it lives, whether in me or in you, or if it just drifts between the two of us like a promise never to be fulfilled. When it arrives and insists on being, I don't know if I will be ready for it. Just thinking about it torments me as much as fearing that it will not come at all, or that it came already, and I didn't manage to welcome it. Now I will never be able to tell you what the poem alone, that poem, which could turn up just as you did, all of a sudden, filling with words the empty space, would manage to tell you how I want to tell you, and I do tell you just like this, as I wait in the torpid urgency with which all lovers write their poems.